I was awakened by the first layer, letting me know that it was almost time. I could still feel the layers of nutrient-rich material that had kept me alive for so long, enfolding me and holding me like a womb that I had once been in an eon ago. I still couldn't see or hear, but I had begun to awake in the outermost edges of my second brain. I started checking on my physical signs, on how I had done on the trip through the long night. I knew that I would land soon, that I would plant. I could feel the heat coming now from outside, on the edge of my ship, I guess you could call it. And while I knew I wouldn't really feel anything, I still felt a little fear inside that something could go wrong, even after all the times that I had done this. I could feel the atmosphere change as I passed through, knowing that I wasn't really feeling it. Instead, it was the way I was connected to my ship. I could tell that I was passing from the atmosphere of a planet into its upper and then lower atmospheres. And then I knew that I would make impact very shortly. I could feel the liquid fill in around me, suspend me in a separate space as we slammed into the ground. Though I felt none of that. Instead, I could just feel the layers of my brain awakening as my ship began to unfold and die around me. The light always hurts the first time. The light always feels odd and intense. Makes you want to cry. And then there's the excitement. Looking around, knowing that I'm on a new world, in a new place, a place that no one has ever been before. Not one of my sisters, but if I think in the back of my mind and travel down that long channel, I know that I'm connected to them and can even send them a distant message. I'm the first. I look down at my constant sidekick, my first brain, and I pull it out of its holster. It looks kind of like a gun, like if a shower nozzle from the ancient days was a gun. And on the side there are dials and different things, and it speaks to me in my head, well, into part of my head. I turn the dial, knowing that I need to plant my ship again, so that it's ready in time for me to leave. 1, 2, 3 clicks, I point at the ground and shoot out a small seed, and I can see it start to grow already. They go so fast when you program them. It starts to extract the nutrients and begins to grow. And soon it will propagate a tower that will then coil back onto itself. Hundreds upon hundreds of feet of power pulling down into the tightest, weirdest plant you could imagine, which will then open and unfurl. I'll climb inside and it will make another ship. And that's how I'll get off this planet. My life is an odd life, but I love it. I make sure my pheromones are active. Now like extending your skin into a million little parts. You can just feel everything around you. It's the most interesting sensation, having an active cloud of living things that are a part of you, that are connected to you. It's like all of a sudden you're in you, and then you're everywhere, being like a different sense of touch. From 5 feet out, you feel some things, and then you feel a little less at 10, 15, and 20 feet, but still enough to get an idea. Like, you're just touching and connected to everything. It's still eerie, even though I've been doing it most of my life. And I look around and take it in. This one has more moons than the last one, and the sun is much dimmer. You can see the moons at bright daylight. It's eerie and beautiful. And the plants all reflect that. They have giant, giant leaves to pull in all that sunlight. And I don't detect any moving life yet. But I imagine that there is some. There usually is on a planet with this many plants. It's pretty rare. Well, and plants is a loose term. I'm not sure what they're made up of, but we'll find out soon enough. And as I look around in the clearing that I've landed in, I pick a direction. This one is, we'll call it north, if I'm orienting in that way, spatially. And I start moving. I move into the distance, and the trees... trees are the wrong word. These are as close to trees as a baboon is a tree. They have scales or scale-like structures that make them up, and they move way too much. They're blowing, but not in a breeze. And I turn my first brain and switch the dials and point it and extract just a tiny amount of DNA. And I stop to look. It has such an interesting structure. It has more amino base pairs than I would think for such a creature. And it's certainly not what you'd think of as a plant. I don't think any of these things are. There might be a dim awareness of surroundings, even. It might just exist in a way that I can't understand. But now I have its structure, and I move on. I know that I'll be here for a while. I know that my pheromone friends will protect me. There's nothing to worry about, except for maybe the occasional thrill as something jumps out before it realizes that it can't get to me. But still, even with all that, it's exhilarating. I'll come to know this planet. I'll come to let it inhabit me. It will go into the layers of my second brain, and parts of it will inform the deepest bits of who I am. I am an exobotanist. I will live many lifetimes longer than you can fathom, and be connected to a network of more people than makes any kind of sense. There's so many of us doing this. The cataloging will never end. Thanks for joining me on this Blue Hour.